A little bit interesting. As I said, talking about cost of living, there was some relief on Tuesday when the RBA left the cash rate on hold, though it does already feel like that won't be the case next month. But news today that NAB has followed the lead of a couple of other banks by lowering the stress test for those applying for home loans. Raises a big question, doesn't it? With rates rising, was the stress test too high and stopping people who should be able to get a loan from doing so? Or are these checks important to uphold? Do we just need to look at the situation now with many people struggling to pay a mortgage that's skyrocketed over the last year and a half? Let's go to Peter White. He's the Managing Director of the Finance Brokers Association of Australia. Hey, Peter.
Okay, Jamie, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, good. Where does the stress test typically sit with most of our banks? And is there some merit in what's going on here with it coming down a little bit?
Yeah, so the stress test, or quite often gets called buffer rate, is set by APRA in as far as a governance over banks. And they tag it as being 3% at this point in time. And it's not always been 3%. I go back to my early banking days in the 80s, and it was around 1.5%.
Right.
So this thing moves around a little bit. But it's an important piece in the lending landscape that, you know, when somebody's going for a loan, when you assess their capability to make the repayments, obviously, you know, it's a 25, 30-year loan period. So you want to make sure if things move around a bit, people can afford it, and you're not intentionally putting them into a situation that could push them into hardship if rates go up. But today, things are a little bit different, where interest rates have come from a long-term all-time low to now taking all these rapid jumps for the last 12 months. And we're pretty much at the peak of where they're going to go. So you've got to turn around and say, well, you know, if we're currently running at a 3% stress test, is that really fit for purpose? And my view, our views at the association, is it's not. And it needs to come back. And we've been advocating this for quite a bit. And it's good to see some of the banks moving on it, even though APRA has gone out and said, don't make it the norm, it can only be the exception. So that's the fielding where it's playing at the moment.
Okay, so what there is some wiggle room there for banks to make a decision separately on maybe some of their loans or some of their products, but not all.
Correct, okay. Correct. And they've got to put, when you look at what they're putting out into the media in regards to this, it's sort of, it's very well framed as far as who this is available to. You've got to fail the 3% stress test. There's a whole lot of provisions that sit around it that sort of says it's not for everyone. It's only for some, because APRA being very watchful to say, well, hey, you can't do this for everybody. Now, there's a debate that says, is 3% really fit for purpose? I don't think it is. I think 1.5% probably is for everyone. But that's a difficult debate to get a regulator to get their heads across. I think they get caught up in their own internal data and potentially a lack of real-world experiences at times.
Okay. So do we not have to look at the situation now, though, to see that there might be some merit in having a higher stress test? Because we have a lot of people who probably locked in loans sub 2% or around there. We've seen over the last 15 months that the cash rate's gone up, 4% or something along those lines. And people are struggling. They can't make those repayments when they've come off that fixed period or if they've been on a variable rate.
Yeah. So there is. And the reality is, in the recent past, 3% was fit for purpose. But today, as you're saying, that with all these people coming off fixed rates and now looking at a much higher variable rate that they're going to be on, or a higher fixed rate if they take another fixed rate up. This is about serviceability. It's not about the rate you pay. So if we're getting close to the peak of interest rates rising, which we all expect that be the case, economists and the Reserve Bank and so on, there's probably another one in it. There's probably not a lot more than that. And everybody predicts next year they'll come back again. What you've got to be careful is that you don't turn around and push a whole lot of people into financial hardship, because the rates aren't going to go to, say, today, 10%. You know, if you take a 7% variable rate, a 3% stress test, you're being assessed on your serviceability, the mass, to see whether or not you get the loan at 10%. Now, that's unrealistic. And this means that people get trapped. And one of the problems in being trapped is most of the banks, their existing customers, are paying around 0.4 to 0.5% more than what the new borrowers are being enticed to come and pay.
So is that the biggest problem here? Is it not so much a case of maybe people applying for a loan for the first time to buy a new property and they're unable to get that loan because of the stress test? It's more people who have a current loan, it's come out, and then they don't have the flexibility to shop around for a better rate because of that stress test.
Yeah, Jamie, bang on. That's exactly the case. It's the existing borrowers that are getting taken for a ride that they can't control. So their lender, their bank, is just charging whatever rate they want to, in principle, even though commercially that keeps a bit of a lid on it, but they're a lot higher than the new borrower rate. So yes, those people who are existing borrowers are finding it increasingly more difficult to be able to get a better deal when there are much better deals in the marketplace because of this stress test being too high in the current market. And one of the problems, again, with the regulator is this is done on principally a knee-jerk reaction basis. The regulator actually needs to get a process in place and a system in place that says every year or every 2 years, unless there's a market abnormality, we review what this stress test is and make sure it is fit for purpose. Okay. At the moment, that's not the way it's done.
You're listening to Peter White, Managing Director of the Finance Brokers Association of WA. As you're hearing, NAB joining a few other banks on some of its products, not all. Important distinction here, the stress test coming down on those loans. 133882. Have you had a similar experience to what Peter's talking about here, where you've potentially gone to refinance and not had many options because banks are putting a 3% stress test on a 6% variable rate and that's pricing you out? Or have you struggled to get finance on a new home because of that stress test? Let me know, 133882. Peter, how much have lending conditions tightened just over the last, 6 to 12 months? Are you seeing that criteria has changed of late?
The lending criteria as such probably hasn't changed greatly. But the impact of these interest rates makes it incredibly more difficult than what it was 6 to 12 months ago. You know, and it's hurt a lot of people who were trying to enter the market thinking that, you know, I can afford this, and they get through with their loan. And as they progress through the process, they find out the interest rate gets further and further away from them. Especially the construction market's been very difficult. But it's more the interest rate impact rather than a moving credit policy. And we see that from time to time, where lenders tighten up credit policies, and something they do, you know, semi-regularly. But the bigger impact is the movement of this interest rate and how that is making it so difficult for a lot of people to refinance, but also to get into the market to start with.
Peter, earlier you mentioned that you think that we might be near the top when it comes to rates, that you don't think they might go too much higher from here. I know that you're also calling for rates to remain on hold for 3 to 4 months. Yep. Where does that confidence come from?
So looking at what's happening in the marketplace, and we called the last interest rate, actually I've called most of them pretty much bang on through this period. I'll take that as bragging rights.
No, well, if you're picking it, you've got to brag about it. You know, keep the spreadsheet. Tick them off as they go.
Exactly. But what we are seeing at the moment, if inflation keeps pulling back the way it is appearing to, then with a bit more time, it may be so, well, we've got this thing under control, because it's inflation they're trying to bring under control. And one of the economic measures, or one of the principal measures to do that, is by increasing interest rates. So if the problem is fixed, why would you continue to increase interest rates and potentially force a recession on everyone? And this is a delicate balancing act for the Reserve Bank. I don't envy a job, mind you. It's a tough one, but this is a part of that particular challenge. So I think there's, from late last year to early this year, it's always predicted there was going to be a few rate rises this year. There is still a chance of one more, but it may not happen if we're lucky, if inflation pulls back further. And next year, it has been predicted that that's when rates should start and come back quite significantly to where they've risen at a peak during this period of time. It's all subject to what happens in the economy. It's impacted by unemployment rates. It's impacted by the inflation rates, all this sort of stuff, and what's happening around the world. So it's not a exact science, but it's certainly one that if we keep going in the direction we are without tripping over somewhere, I think we're in a pretty good place as we go through the latter part of this year.
Anecdotally, are you starting to see that there are less new loans being written because of the rise that we've seen in the cash rate, but also the level of uncertainty across the economy?
We're actually not seeing that at the moment, but that doesn't mean in the greater picture that's not happening. So from the mortgage broker industry, we originate a bit over 70% of all loans in Australia. And when markets are moving in this sort of manner where you've got your interest rates rising, people are constantly looking for new deals. So there's a huge amount of activity going on. And it's not wheels being spun in the mud. It's actually people being able to achieve what they're trying to do. So at the moment, there's a lot on. There's still going to be a bit more as July is the month where that fixed rate bell curve peaks. So it was 2 years ago, July was the major time when fixed rates were being taken up for 2 years. And now we're at the peak of that and we start to drop off it. So these people coming out of that environment and into this world, there's a lot of activity to make sure these people don't fall into default. And we are seeing as an industry a little upswing in hardship, but there's been nothing major happen, which surprised me. We did some research on it. So I was very concerned as we hit this sort of environment, interest rates go through the roof, people wind up in financial hardship, and there's a whole flurry of issues and challenges that come off the back of that for folk. But it hasn't been too bad. But the challenge has been now is that people survive by selling assets, taking up other jobs, trying to reduce their mortgages, using the cash in the bank to actually make their payments. And that stuff's virtually gone. So now if interest rates keep going, the principal or the challenge of potentially being pushed into recession is even greater.
Peter, really good to talk to you today. Thanks for the time.
Pleasure, Jamie. Anytime.